Hello, and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Transformation Affirmation Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Transformation Affirmation 9, John Biggs's Transformation. What John will be describing here, and others will be describing throughout this Transformation Affirmation Series, is their particular experience of the exhilaration and wonder of being transformed to a state free of the human condition. To best appreciate this presentation, I would urge you to listen to the podcast of Prue Westbrook's affirmation, which is Transformation Affirmation 1, or read the written version of this affirmation if you haven't already, because they begin with a very good summary by biologist Jeremy Griffith on how understanding the human condition finally allows the whole human race to be transformed from a horrible human condition-stricken existence to a fabulous life free of all the agony of that state. I would also urge you to watch the video of John's affirmation, because he refers to several images, which are best seen, including the cover of Jeremy's book, A Species in Denial, with its two pictures by William Blake, of Cringing in Terror and Albion Arose. Jeremy's drawing of humanity's journey from ignorance to enlightenment that appears in paragraph 308 of Freedom, Ralph Steadman's The Lizard Lounge, that appears in paragraph 900 of Freedom, Francis Bacon's Study for Self-Portrait, that is in paragraph 125 of Freedom, Francesco Goya's The Pilgrimage, and Jeremy's drawing of humanity's situation, The Sunshine Highway to Freedom, The Abyss of Depression, Our Cave-like Dead Existence, and the Spiralling Pit of Terminal Alienation, from paragraph 1241 of Freedom. So here's John's transformation affirmation.
Hi, my name's John Biggs, and I'm a member of the World Transformation Movement. As Harry Prosen said, Professor Harry Prosen said a bit earlier, it's an extraordinarily exciting moment in human history, and it really is an honour and privilege to be here. I know if you've been watching some of the videos of Jeremy that there's been a lot of deep, confronting stuff being talked about, and at the outset that can all look a little bit daunting. But I just want to say at first glance that it's not as complicated as it looks, and if you give yourself a little bit of time to get into this, it's just the newness of it that sort of throws you. But if you're patient about it, you'll actually soon get your head around it. And if you can bear with us for a little bit, you'll soon discover how much sense this makes, how much it resonates in each of us. And then soon after that, you'll really see how exciting and how what an unbelievably good thing this is for the human race. In fact, what's in front of us now, both collectively and individually as a species, is just wonderful and brilliant and exciting beyond words. Humans have always subconsciously known that one day understanding would be found of the human condition, that somewhere, somehow, someone from a sheltered corner of the world would turn up and be able to explain all the problems on Earth and solve all the problems on Earth. One of the quotes, and that truth that emerged would be able to, you know, stop the suffering on the planet and enable us to repair the planet. And one of the quotes that I just love is a quote by a Jesuit priest and philosopher called Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, who said this quote, I think, back in the 50s sometime, and it was published in a book after his death. But the quote is, "The truth has only to appear once for it to be impossible for anything ever to prevent it from spreading universally and setting everything ablaze." If you unpack that quote, it's absolutely incredible, because, you know, it anticipates the day the capital T truth about humans would come out into the earth, and, you know, and that everything would be ablaze, that it would just be just this incredible revolution in the world and turn everything on its head. And it's just, the scale of it is colossal, and that's actually what's here now. There is a monumental paradigm shift going on in humans. While it is very exciting, you've actually got to take it quite slowly and adjust to it. We've all got a responsibility to try and manage this process, not get sort of overwhelmed by the newness of it, not get overwhelmed by the confrontingness of it, and just try and manage it step by step. Because if you think about it, how could you stop all the anger, all the greed, all the selfishness, all the indifference, all the superficiality on Earth if you didn't have something incredibly profound and something incredibly confronting to do it? You know, soft-headed, left-wing, feel-good, superficial ideas aren't going to make any difference to anything on the planet. The world is in, as everybody knows, you've only got to read the paper any day of the week. The world's in a really desperate, difficult situation. And it's only something that is, it's only profound, biological, first principle, dignifying explanation of the human condition that can make any difference. And that's what we've got, you know, and that's what Jeremy's explanation does. And thank God it does. I've been a member of the World Transformation Movement, and before the World Transformation Movement, a member of the Foundation for Humanity's Adulthood for about almost 20 years now. And I just want to tell you from my experience of living with this information that it isn't that difficult, that there is a lot that's new about it, but you soon get the hang of it and it's really not that hard. And beyond that, it's actually incredibly exciting. And if you persevere with a bit, you'll see the simplicity of it, how much this stuff resonates inside you. It's not rocket science. It's far from that. It's just very profound honesty. It's confronting but dignifying and compassionate honesty. The process of getting your head around this just takes some time and some application. It's all actually set out word perfectly by Jeremy.
In Freedom.
Which you can download from the website. So I've got nothing to add to that other than really just my personal experience of trying to live with that. But the transformation process is... It's really all about how you get from here, this person living with the horror of the human condition and unable to confront it and to explain it, and that person lives in this cave down here, to getting out in the sunshine, to getting into this liberated position where there's just a world of magnificence and wonder and happiness and all the things we ever wished for. But you've just got to take this slowly, because if you immerse yourself in how mad and upset and embattled this person is, it's going to be difficult at first for him to confront the fact that he is in this embattled state of denial, and it's going to take some work to try and manage to get this person from this position out into this position. So that's really what we're talking about. Because the bottom line is that although we are all incredibly hurt, embattled, egocentric, angry, insecure, the bottom line of this information is that we are all fundamentally good, notwithstanding all the pain and all the hell, all the horror, all the suffering we've been through, humans, every last one of them, are all wonderfully good. And it's just, that knowledge is incredible. And the potential of that knowledge, what it can do for humans, is just, is what's going to give rise to this new world and sunshine that's ahead of us. So that's really what I want to talk about today, is the importance of this. This is a drawing of that Jeremy's done. Which really contexts this moment in time. And this drawing that he did spans about 6 or 7 million years in the development of the human condition, in humanity's life story. And this is sort of back on the threshold of our, just after our arboreal heritage. But we spent, as I understand it, 4 or 5 million years in this childhood state, this Garden of Eden, happy, innocent, wonderful past that we've now got a very strong instinctive memory of it. At 2 million years at the dawning of human consciousness, the human condition began, and all the hell and the shit fight that goes with that, which is this state over here, which we're currently living in now, which we've been living in for the last 2 million years, of not understanding the reason for our fundamental goodness, trying to find that from a position of having no knowledge, as Jeremy explains, and that's the essence of the stalk story, starting out with no knowledge, becoming battle in the process of trying to find that knowledge and getting more and more and more upset as that journey goes on. And where we are now is at the end part of that diagram with that little person up on the hill, where we've got this incredible information, this understanding of the human condition in our hands, but we're trying to deal with the shock of the change of sitting on the hill of, because for 2 million years we've lived in a world where there hasn't been any understanding of the human condition. And we're trying to make the adaption from having no understanding to this world in sunshine. And it's this world on the right-hand side that we're now heading towards, which is so exciting. What I'd like to talk about is, and what everybody wants to know and what everybody wants to do, is get out of this situation that the world's currently in and get across into the world in sunshine. And individually, that's a process that you've got to work through. It doesn't, it's not instant, but it's not a particularly complicated process, and that's just really what I want to talk about today. And I want to just really break that down, just make it as simple as I can, into what I think are the two fundamental things that you need to appreciate in order to be able to do that. Firstly, you've got to recognise that what Jeremy has explained about the human condition is true. It's very easy for humans who live in the state of denial on the front of the book, this Cringing in Terror, this William Blake's painting of humans, and just fall back into our historical ways of coping. Humans are very, even though we live in a state of denial, we're very perceptive, and humans can see the truth about their situation a mile off. And a lot of us just instinctively, when we see, hear the human condition being talked about, just want to recoil and think that's taking me back down to that dark situation where there are no answers to that problem and I don't want to be criticised and condemned, so I'm not going there. So a lot of people just, when they're confronted with some explanation of the human condition, because for 2 million years there's never been an answer to that, they all just fall back into their historical way of coping, which is going back into denial. Some people get angry and attack the World Transformation Movement and Jeremy, and that's what's been happening to us to a significant degree too for the last, to a very significant degree for the last, almost last 20 years now. So, but there's a third response other than just falling back into denial and getting angry, and that's to try and develop some appreciation of it. And I accept that at the outset people are entitled to be sceptical, 100% sceptical, you know, about whether Jeremy has explained the human condition. And initially, like with any idea, like Copernicus's idea or Charles Darwin's idea, there'll be millions of people who can't cope, but there'll also be a lot that can cope and that want that don't want to live in the old paradigm, that want to take things forward. And if you take the time to watch some of the videos of Jeremy explaining the human condition or read one of his books, you'll soon appreciate for yourself just how true they are. And I encourage you to persevere with this. And it normally takes a couple of sessions, like a week apart, if you watch, to try and get an appreciation because of this, what we call in the World Transformation Movement, the death effect, which is the fact that historically we've always lived in denial of the human condition. So when you hear the human condition being spoken about, immediately, because it's so unfamiliar, it's almost as though you've got an instinctive ability just to sort of block it out and not hear what's being said. It's so new, and it's coming from such a profound quarter. So it takes some effort to apply yourself at the outset to try and get your head around what Jeremy's saying. Listen to it carefully. I encourage you to persevere with that. But it doesn't take too long. I'm only talking about listening to his videos a couple of times, a couple of weeks apart, and I think you'll get an appreciation of what he's talking about. In addition to that, and that's something that everybody can do for themselves, but I just want to tell you something from the heart about that. What Jeremy has explained is the first principle biological explanation of the human condition. It's not some superficial feel-good trip. It's not some esoteric intellectual bullshit. It's the answer to the question of questions. It's the truth about humans. This is it, you know? And I'm not saying you should take my word for it, but I'm asking you to take the effort to try and verify that for yourself. If this is what it's saying it is, it should stack up. We've got on our website a forum for feedback and questions. And if you make an endeavour to try and get your head around this, you'll find that it's not that difficult and you can sort of take it forward. And once you get to that point, that's the sort of the initial threshold. You've got a second issue that you've got to deal with, which is to realise, which each one of us has to sort of realise, that beyond Jeremy's information being true, which it's sort of axiomatic, but it's amazing how people can, when I say axiomatic, I mean one and the same thing. If you realise it's true, you should realise the second point, but in my experience, people don't, and I include myself in that. But you don't realise that you yourself are a victim of the human condition. It's much easier to see the human condition in the people around you, the people you work with or socialise with or go out with, or see it on just occasions out and about in the world and say, well, that person seems to be suffering from the human condition, or that person's particularly egocentric. But it's much harder to see the human condition in yourself and accept the fact that you're a victim of the human condition. And at the core of this realisation about that you suffer from the human condition is this concept of resignation and what it means to be a resigned human that Jeremy's explained very, very clearly. Resignation is a psychological moment. You know, it's a dark night of the soul when humans change from believing in this cooperative, selfless, loving, happy state that we lived in for sort of 4 or 5 million years and have taken up this competitive, must-win, aggressive, angry, selfish state that all that resigned humans now live in. Because when you're born in the world, you expect it to be like this, but it's not. It's actually like that, and the human condition's in the world, and it's in you. And because we all struggle when we're young, trying to reconcile our expectation with the reality around us and find we can't do it, when we're faced with suicidal depression, we resign and take up a competitive and selfish attitude to life. And I just wanted to read a quote from Jeremy's From a Species in Denial, which is on page 236. This is a picture that Francisco de Goya drew, which is about resignation and someone trying to face down the human condition, and being unable to, and being hounded by these owls that are representative of all the misunderstanding that we might be bad, and without the explanation of why we're good, you can't cope. It's called The Sleep of Reason Brings Forth Monsters. The monster being the implication that you're a worthless, evil human. Anyway, Jeremy's quote, and I just want to try and give people an appreciation of what it means to be resigned, because it's such an important concept. And it's, for me, it's been a bedrock of moving forward and understanding who I am. So I just want to read you a couple of quotes, and this might, if you just bear with me for a little bit. This is from page 236 of A Species in Denial. After only a few days, it is almost impossible to get people who have become resigned to consider that there is such a thing as cooperative purpose to existence, or to consider humans were once instinctively orientated to live in cooperatively. Resigned minds believe with a passion that humans were once brutish and aggressive like other animals, in quotes. They will not allow themselves to believe that humans have an instinctive self or soul orientated to cooperative behaviour. And they believe with all their being that the meaning of life is to be competitive, that succeeding in competition with other humans is the way to achieve a secure sense of self-worth. They actually believe that winning is everything, that success in the form of power, fame, fortune and glory is meaningful. Their mind in effect says, I'm simply going to believe in it, live off it and enjoy this new way of viewing the world. I simply do not care if it's false. And that's what humans do when they resign. That's what this person does when they can't confront the human condition in themselves and in the world. They just take up this attitude. Here's another quote from Jeremy a bit further on, at page 257 of Species in Denial. In fact, resigning to a life of denial meant accepting psychological death, the death of a person's psyche or soul. And he's quoted a poem from a woman from Western Australia called Fiona Miller, who wrote a poem when she was 15 about resignation. Jeremy says, again, Fiona Miller's amazing poem describes the extent of the psychological death that accompanied resignation. And this is Fiona Miller's poem. Smiles will never bloom from your heart again, but be fake and you will speak fake words to fake people from your fake soul. What you do today, you will do tomorrow. And what you do tomorrow, you will do for the rest of your life. From now on, pressure, pain, stress, pain, and the past can never be forgotten. You have no heart or soul and there are no good memories. Your mind and thoughts rule your body and will hold all things inside it, bottled up, now impossible to be released. You are fake, you will be fake, you will be a supreme actor of happiness, but never be happy. They're incredibly powerful quotes, and I'm just trying to bring it up to illustrate the state of madness that we all take on when we become resigned. I want to stress straight away that it's not that this explanation dignifies human. There's a very good reason why we took up this artificial state. We took it up to avoid suicidal depression. We had to. It was actually the responsible thing to do. So we don't need to be ashamed about how upset and embattled we are. In fact, we can be incredibly proud of the fact that we're resigned. It's quite paradoxical, this information. But I've got another couple of quotes from A Species in Denial about resignation. These are from Jeremy, obviously. The fact is that resignation is a state of extremely prejudiced falseness and thus futility when it comes to thinking effectively. It is not interested in the truth. Rather, it is interested in evading the truth. And a bit further on, given the extreme falseness of the resigned state, it is no wonder humans have been sensitive about being called liars. Every resigned adult has been lying, has been denying the truth about integrative meaning and many other critical important truths, including the fact of their own extreme alienation. The truth is, all resigned adults have been lying through their teeth, lying in the most extreme way, while maintaining a broad smile of confident denial of these lies. And there's another quote I've got here from Exodus, which I'll read out too. The truth is that the levels of alienation in society now are such that pretty well all humans are but cardboard cutouts of what they would be like free of the human condition. So you just can't do any better than those quotes, and they blow you away with how truthful they are, how profound they are, how confronting they are, and how just full of shit and upset and battled and that humans are. But the converse of that is that we're wonderful. We are truly wonderful, glorious, courageous. As Jeremy said, the most courageous things the earth's ever seen, human beings. So it's just such incredibly paradoxical. But the reason I wanted to read those quotes to you is to try and help you get your head around this idea about being resigned and what it means to be a resigned human. Because if you bear with me through this, there's an absolutely fantastic, all your dreams come true, answer to this problem, upside to this recognition. It's just that you need to face the reality of what's going on. We need to deal with who we really are. With any problem you're trying to deal with, whether it's at home or at work or, at the football club, you've got to first acknowledge that you've got a problem before you can solve it. If you don't admit you've got a problem, it's insoluble. So the problem I'm trying to help everybody admit, that Jeremy's set out for us is to accept that we're victims of the human condition, that we're resigned. And from that springboard, there's just so much joy and happiness and wonder and glory that's possible from accepting that simple fact. Because when each of us resign, we quite necessarily take up strategies just depending on the circumstances of our particular life to try and get as much reinforcement that we each can, and except for the extremely rare sound unresigned prophets like Jeremy and Lawrence van der Post and Teilhard de Chardin and a very few other people that you can count on one hand in the last 100 years, pretty much everybody else, all adults, are all resigned. And really it's just everybody ends up in this state of mad denial, and it's just a question of what sort of mad denial you get. But we're all mad, and we're all so. But we're all, as humans know, our personalities, which are our expressions of our upset, come in all different shapes and sizes. And but we're all fundamentally this person, this embattled Adam Stork, trying to get some reinforcement for our life. And everybody's got different things. And whether it's you're trying to be the best footballer, or the smartest cookie, or the best looking, or the happiest person, or the funniest, or the most laid back, or whatever strategy you got going, everybody is going hammer and tongs trying to cover up the fact that they're a psychological mess and get as much reinforcement as they can. And that's what everyone's been doing for the last since Adam was a boy, as they say, and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what being resigned's about. My background, I just want to talk about for a moment. It's irrelevant truly in the scheme of things, but it's as good as an example as any. Because of my personal upbringing, I became what we described in the foundation as a power addict, and I had a particularly extreme desperation, for power, fame, glory and fortune, and like a huge proportion of the men in my generation, under the surface of pretending to be a happy, relaxed, good bloke, let's go to the pub, let's, go down, play footy and go to the beach, whatever. I've got this intense, super competitive, winning is everything, angry, insecure maniac beneath the surface. And these pictures, which are a compilation of ones that Jeremy used in his talk, and, that's us, that's me, that's a power addict there, that's Stedman's drawing of humans. But this is what humans look like, truly look like, and that's the human condition. That's what, I'm not some centered, sound, secure person. I'm this, incredibly embattled, angry, hurt, alienated maniac. But realizing that and accepting that is the springboard to changing it. And so I stress it's not, I'm trying to condemn anybody and not trying to make you feel bad by putting up all these terribly confronting photos about drawings about what it is to be a human. But it's just, if you accept that, it's the truth anyway. But because you can now face it, you can actually, there's something you can do about it, which is incredibly exciting, which is what I'm trying to help us, each one of us, get to. And because I live, you know, I've been involved in the World Transformation Movement for 20 years, as I mentioned, and I was very lucky when I first got involved. I was at university, and Jeremy used to do a lot of talks at unis and other places, and I was fortunate enough to hear him speak a lot and get a lot of exposure to him, and I got very familiar with this information, and I soon realised that it was true. But for the 15 years after that, I've never really, although I was happy to talk to people about the information and defend it at great lengths, I never really applied it to myself. I always sort of just battled on with my own Adam Stork strategy. I kept persisting with this guy, sort of, I had this, if you look at it, it's quite sort of schizophrenic in a way, that I'm supporting something that's the truth about humans, but in my own life, I'm not personally sort of embracing it. I'm still sort of thinking that my strategy to life of racking up fame and trying to rack up wins and, you know, make money and do all the competitive things that humans do is going to make some difference. And so I battle on with that, like humans do, you know, for sort of 15, 16 years after understanding this information was true. And, you know, as I got older and stuff, like all humans do, I got more and more embattled, and the human condition just compounded and compounded in me, and I was getting more self-centered, more egocentric, angrier, more insecure about that state. You know, on the surface, you know, I'm working overtime trying to keep up a polite, happy, relaxed, fun, easygoing demeanor like everybody does, but underneath, the reality is I'm just becoming more and more of an egomaniac. And you can see that, if you're honest, in all the people around you, as I said before. As we all each get older, the human condition just compounds in each one of us. And, you know, what I eventually came to realise and accept is that once you're resigned, that's it. You know, you are this mad, selfish, egocentric, massively embattled human, and you can't unresign. You can't actually unscramble that egg. You can't get back and renegotiate that dark night of the soul when you're resigned. And frankly, I don't want to. But you're trapped in a state of false circular logic, because what you take up when you resign isn't true. And it's absolutely like being one of those people in the movie The Matrix, where you're walking around and the world around you is all artificial, and it's a completely false, contrived world, but you can't get yourself out of it because you're living with a lie that self-perpetuates. So it takes some time to get your head around the fact that you actually are no longer working from a sound, completely sound, rational base that the very few unresigned thinkers in the world are. And so the question is what you do about that madness. Do you just keep living it out because it's a highly established pattern, and what do you do? And I did that for a very long time, and until one day Tony Gowing, who is also a member of the World Transformation Movement, I came across him, and he'd just recently taken up this Transform Life Force state, and I'd known Tony for a long time, and he's a very talented bloke, but, you know, like all of us, he too used to go around most of the time just completely preoccupied with his own situation, trying to get wins like I was. And but all of a sudden there was this incredible change had come over him, where he just had this freedom, this relaxedness, and for me it was the difference in him was stunning. And I just and he was talking about it, he was just raving really with excitement about the potential of living for this information and not living through his resigned strategy. And after watching him for a little while, I thought, well, John, why don't you have a go at that? I mean, it's just where you're going is, you know, you've been doing it for 20 years of your life since you resigned, and if you're honest with yourself, it's not getting any better. And so I thought, well, why don't I just try doing what he's doing? And so and after talking to Tony, I gave it a crack, and essentially all this is just once you realise that you're resigned, and you realize this information's true, you can just change your life by changing your strategy, just effectively putting down your strategy, putting all the psychosis and the pain in your life, you almost just put it in a little box and you just live through the supporting this information. And it sounds trite. It sounds absurdly simple. And in some ways it is. But it works. It just works $1 million. And it actually achieves what you're trying to achieve in your psychotic state, in your Adam Stork state. And you get, and that's Genevieve Salter's picture, drawing she drew about the transformed state a long time ago, about how wonderful your world becomes, and that the sun coming over the horizon and the is just some sort of insight into how wonderful life is in the transformed state, because it gets you out of that really mad, crazy, intense, never-ending cycle of anger and insecurity that the human condition is. Yeah, the transformed state gets you out of this mad, angry state that Adam Stork is, because fundamentally what you take up when you resign is a lie. You're trying to prove that you're worthwhile artificially by, you know, scoring runs or making money or whatever it is. And fundamentally, that's not the true reason for your self-worth. The true reason of why humans are good is in this book. And Jeremy has explained why humans are good. This is a mad tangent that we all had to live through, had to live out. And there's nothing, we can look back now and know there's nothing wrong with that. It was necessary that we adopted this mad artificiality, but we don't have to anymore. So you can actually get yourself out of that mad resigned state by living through your support of this information. The trick to making this work is to let go of internally your old resigned strategy and take up supporting this information as the meaning and purpose of your life, because that's what humans should do, and it's an honest thing to do, and it works because it's honest and because it's grounded in rationale. Because if you try to do what I did for a very long time after finding out this was true, which is to maintain my old strategy, it can't work. Those are strategies, in fact, for the people involved, could never work. No matter how many tin cups you win, how much money you make, you can't prove that you're worthwhile doing it that way. And so you let the truth in, you just let go of this elaborate edifice of lies you build up around you, and in its place you take up the true reason for your goodness, and you use it as your defence. And once you make this commitment inside yourself, it's just incredible. There's an incredible excitement and inspiration that comes over you. And in that moment, you can see how it works. You can see how it works in yourself, and you can see how it works in everybody else. And you can see in that moment how the world can be changed. You can't see it the moment before you make that decision, but you can see it the moment after. And it is just inspiring. And you're liberated from that, as I said, from that endless day in, day out struggle to validate yourself. You don't care about who you are. You don't care about where you came from, how much shit you've been through, how much pain and unhappiness you've suffered. That's all irrelevant. You're just instantly freed from the psychological agony of your position. And I know that is a huge claim to make, but that is what happens when you let go of your resigned strategy and put your faith and live through this information, live through what this information can do for the world. It's absolutely incredible. And then all you want to do thereafter is get this information out into the world and stop all the suffering on the planet. And that's what we can do now. And you can access an incredible, profound compassion for humans and for yourself. So this is a drawing that Jeremy drew about how the world's going to change, and it's got over on this side the existing cave-like dead existence that we currently live in, and this sunshine highway across this chasm of unconfrontable truths about humans. And the importance of understanding resignation is so that you can is because it gives you a grip on the reality of why you're stuck over here and how you get out of it. Because it's from that realization that you are a resigned person suffering from the human condition that's stuck over here that enables you to have this change of heart, that enables you to cross this bridge over the Sunshine Highway into this, into the new world where everything's just wonderful. And the relief that you get and just through the roof excitement is just incredible. It doesn't, nothing can touch this. This information has a purity and a beauty that's just out of this world. It is the sun rising from the deepest, darkest, coldest night that humans have ever known. As de Chardin foresaw, everything is ablaze, you know. Prue Westbrook, one of the members of the World Transformation Movement, said the human body can't cope with the levels of excitement that the transformed state generates, and that's probably true. There are absolutely, other than being an embattled human, there are no other prerequisites or qualifications that you need to be part of this. For humans from one end of the earth to the other, it's just on for young and old now. It is. Anyone who wants to be part of this can be part of it. And so I just encourage you to get into it. It's not difficult. All you got to do is just get started, listen to what's being said and follow the logic and take it step by step. It is beyond comprehension how much wonder and fun and excitement and happiness we've got coming. And we've got a forum on our website for feedback and questions on this whole process and how to manage. So I encourage you to get into it.
That was John Biggs. You've been listening to Transformation Affirmation 9, which you can read and watch by clicking on the Read Affirmation button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where the Transformation Affirmations can be found alongside the Freedom Essays. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the Breakthrough Redeeming Explanation of the Human Condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. You can also read much more on the transformation made possible by the explanation of the human condition in Part 3 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 9 of Freedom. And please remember that you can become a WTM member and receive personal access to a current WTM member, which will allow you to discuss any aspect of this life-transforming understanding of human existence. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.